Step 2. Number 1.
Now, listen to an economics lecture on the advantages and disadvantages of peer-to-peer lending.
If we look at the lender, there are several positive points to this system. Firstly, there is the chance of earning more than by saving money in a bank. The interest rates are agreed in advance, so the income should be steady. Peer-to-peer companies generally check the background of the borrowers, and lenders are able to control who they lend their money to in order to reduce some of the risk. Many peer-to-peer sites offer additional protection such as insurance and can put pressure on borrowers who do not pay money back. There are, as you might have guessed, certain disadvantages. The main one is, of course, the risk of lending money to people you don't know. Most governments do not offer protection for peer-to-peer lending in the way that they do for a regular savings account. This means that there is the possibility of losing some or even all of your investment if the borrowers do not repay the loan. Peer-to-peer websites work to minimize this risk, but the risk is certainly higher than investing with a bank. Additionally, the websites do charge fees for these services. This is, after all, how they make their money. Although a smart investor would take these fees into account when planning to lend money in this way. Lenders also need to be prepared to calculate by themselves taxes on any profits. Despite the risks, growth in this industry has been steady, mainly due to poor rates of interest paid by banks.
Give yourself 30 seconds to prepare your response to the following question. Then speak for 60 seconds. Explain what peer-to-peer lending is and how the professor outlines the advantages and disadvantages to the lender.